Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
How's this been for you watching Jeremy now get multiple starts in a row?
It's been a lot of fun. You know, we're up 3-1 in the series. You know, it's always going to be harder and harder for every game that goes by. Stay true to ourselves and still enjoying the moment.
Is something for you, we kind of known that both of you guys are playing well, that something like this could be the way that it went? You try to keep the right perspective on it?
Definitely. You know, there's a reason why I'm here today, and it's not being a sulky little crybaby about not playing or anything like that. You know, I try to stay professional, supporting the guys throughout the team or throughout the period here. I'll go out there every practice, trying to be better, try to push people in the way that I can, obviously, and try to bring that energy and try to do whatever I can when I'm off the side as much as I try to do when I'm in the game.
Move on. I lay my heart on these tracks. And your chain comes along. And it was all right. Now it's all wrong. That's just how it goes when you're gone.
The Bruins will try to close out the series with the Maple Leafs tonight. And Linus Allmark says that if Jeremy Swayman is in net, he won't be a crybaby about it. Mm. Interesting, though, this morning, during they said it, Scheim took that as a shot at Jeremy Swayman.
Like, this isn't something that you just say off the cuff. Like, this is something clearly that has been an issue prior, and to me that indicates that last year, I bet Swayman was unhappy with the fact that Linus Allmark was full-time in net in the playoffs, So Allmark is throwing shade at Jeremy Swayman.
My God, you're trying to Courtney. Make something out of nothing.
No, this
he's talking about
being
a crybaby.
I say crybaby all the time.
Yeah, but you say it directly at somebody or about somebody.
No,
you don't just pull it out of thin air.
No, I would say I'm not going to be a crybaby.
But why would you even say that?
I think that you guys want them to not like each other so badly.
You
want to
believe
the
hug is
way.
Something. It's not.
Yeah, I
want to believe everything that I've been told and everything that I've seen on and off the ice between these two, spending holidays together and everything in between. That's why I think that there is no issue. You guys, we are up 3-1 in the series, and all we're going to talk about is, well, there's got to be some trouble in paradise when you have two amazing goalies on the team.
They tried to trade
one of them.
Give
me a break. No, you guys are just a bunch of pessimists.
Courtney,
when you follow celebrities, right?
You don't need to make it a celebrity thing, Curtis. Let's keep it with sports. You guys want to talk sports all the time. I just think that it's
I'm trying to make the point. I'm not pointing. Using that as some way to denigrate your sports knowledge. I'm saying when it comes to relationships.
Yeah.
Okay. Not messing with sports. Whatever the relationship, whatever the field. When there is this overcompensation of people saying how well people get along, it's usually a tell that they're trying to make something that's difficult look like it's all going in the right direction.
And I don't think that there's an overcompensation. I think that these two are asked about it 24/7. We have Sophia on. We ask her about it. We have Razor on. We ask him about it. We are constantly asking about their relationship. That's why it's being talked about.
But then why couldn't he just say, I'm here for my guy?
Right.
Why did he have to specifically mention, I'm not going to show up?
Because
like
he probably heard
crybaby.
All of us say how passive he is whenever he's asked about it.
Yeah, but nobody has ever called him a crybaby.
No, I'm confused now. Do we want Linus Allmark to be the goldfish and be passive about the whole situation and not care whether or not he's in goal? Or do we want him to take the Swayman approach and want to tell everybody that he wants to be in goal? Because
good
when
point.
Swayman did that, we were all praising him, saying, that's who we want. So if I'm Linus Allmark, I hear that.
But
all right, then I'm going to change my mentality the way that I speak to media.
But this isn't him saying that he wants to be in net. This is him saying, I'm not going to show up to work like a sulky crybaby. That's what it is. Like, that has nothing to do with him playing in net.
Don't you always tell us that listen to what people say? You know, whether it's Travis, whether it's Taylor, how they talk about each other. And isn't
but Wiggy, like the majority, I got to tell you and Shime, the majority of the texters are suggesting that Courtney's right. They don't hear anything in that.
Well, then they probably have what you have. They have the Greg air hair wax. Because when a guy says, he literally, what was the beginning part of it? He goes,
I'm trying to be professional.
No, no, but even before that, he goes, I'm upset.
It's hard to hear the audio. Is that just me with my ear thing?
No, yeah. No, it's locker room audio.
You can play it again if you want. Yeah. Play it again for Wiggy.
How's this been for you watching Jeremy now get multiple starts in a row?
It's been a lot of fun. You know, we're up 3-1 in the series. You know, it's always going to be harder and harder for every game that goes by. Stay true to ourselves and still enjoying the moment.
Is it something for you? You kind of known that both of you guys are playing well, that something like this could be the way that it went. You try to keep the right perspective on it.
Definitely. You know, there's a reason why I'm here today, and it's not being a sulky little crybaby about not playing or anything like that. You know, I try to stay professional, supporting the guys throughout the team or throughout the period here. Go out there every practice, trying to be better, try to push people in the way that I can, obviously, and try to bring that energy and try to do whatever I can when I'm off the side as much as I try to do when I'm in the middle.
And even more so, he was asked once, gave a very, you know, supportive answer, and then was asked a follow-up to try to get more out of him. Like,
wrong for them to be, like, I don't get, see, this is what's confusing to me for all the Linus and Swayman people. What is wrong for them to be competitive people and have the, and want to be the guy? Like, why do they have to dislike each other because they both want to be the guy?
I just think that they're in support of each other. Right, but I'm sure they both want to be the guy. There's no issue with that. But right, I think you guys are trying, you're taking it another step further, saying that they actually have issues with each other.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying they might support each other, but they both want to be the goalie. They both want to be the guy.
Okay, but do you agree that now that there's an issue between Swayman and Allmark?
No, I think what there is
so you don't think that there's an issue?
There's an issue on them both wanting to be the number one goalie and be the starter every game.
I mean, a texter says it is at the most passive-aggressive. Is it like a passive-aggressive statement that he's making?
Sure. I just think that there's clearly something wrong. Like, in this relationship, in this situation for them, it's the whole reason they probably tried to deal Linus Olmark at the deadline in the first place.
If you
like,
could,
this is not him being like Swayman, hey, I just want to be out there every single minute of every single game.
It's a big example, Greg, of actions versus words. The actions of the organization suggest they were happy to say goodbye to Linus Olmark. The actions of the head coach in the playoffs has been, Jeremy Swayman is our guy, and what you're hearing from Linus Olmark is the reigning Vezina winner on the bench saying, I'm not going to bitch like my friend did last year.
Yeah.
I'm here to answer your questions.
The reason I'm at practice is because I'm going to be a team player, and I'm going to be professional about
it. And he said it is hard, but if you would ask both of them separately in a room, you know how I love reality shows and they always have the confessional booth? If you were to say, hey, Linus, do you want to be the starter every single game? I'm going to bet you he says yes, the same with Swayman.
Yeah.
Like, that's where I think the issue is. Both of these guys, they might be in support, but you don't think they go in their own mind like, oh, I would have made that save.
Yeah.
I'm playing good. Why is Montgomery not starting me?
You guys are like, oh, we can't make a big deal out of the Jays anymore. They seem to be getting along. Let's go to Swayman and Allmark.
Yeah, but one guy in that situation knows his role and took the back seat.
Yeah.
Jaylen Brown.
Right? And I think Allmark is very supportive of Swayman being out there.
That doesn't sound supportive.
And Swayman was very supportive of the one game Allmark got. And if we move forward...
It's easier to take the back seat when you get the max deal for $380 million or whatever it is.
Saying I'm going to show up and try to be professional isn't really being supportive.
Right. And I'm sure if Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown passive-aggressively referred to the other as a crybaby, we wouldn't talk about it.
He wasn't referring to the other as a crybaby. He was referring to himself. I'm not going to be a crybaby.
Because clearly someone else had showed up and been a crybaby.
That is not clearly to me.
Also, a texter is suggesting that the reason that Shime likes the term crybaby is because that's what he is called often by those who are beating him up.
I haven't been beat up like ever since I was like a kid.
Just a little slap across the face.
But well, yeah, no.
Or the bottom.
I'm talking about times I haven't asked for it, Greg.
But isn't there two things that he says?
Call me a crybaby right now.
Hit me harder.
Get that yodel out of my face.
Shove that pinky in my mouth.
Oh, God, save that.
Aren't there two things that he says that have us scratching our head? One is the crybaby and the other one's being professional.
I want you to aggressively milk me right now.
Oh!
That's not accurate.
I've got nipples. Can you milk me, Todd?
No, I was saying there are two things. When somebody says being a crybaby or being professional, like, why do you need to say either one of those two? We know that you're a professional. So when you say, I'm trying to be professional,
I'm not trying
to be a crybaby.
You've been saying this for a long time. I think you're coming at it, as you should, because that's what you are. But you're coming at it from the former professional athlete point of view that he must be pissed that he's not getting the starts. And so you're projecting that onto him, which is creating something that I don't necessarily agree with Shime and Curtis on and you, which is that there's a real issue between the two of them. I think Courtney is...
I think there's a real issue when it comes to which one believes they should be in net every night. You don't believe that? You don't believe one of those guys thinks that they're better than the other?
They absolutely think they're both better than each other.
Right. So
okay, but the record doesn't show that when it comes to at least this series. Jeremy Swayman is the better goaltender against the Toronto Maple Leafs.
I totally agree.
Does Linus Allmark, does he not get that? I mean, I...
But do you think Linus goes, oh, Swayman's better than me?
No.
Right. So that's the point I'm getting at. They, as a former professional athlete and anybody in general, people always believe I can do better than that person.
This is Joe the Trash Man. Hey, Joe.
Courtney is 100% correct. All right? This is typical sports media crap. Which Simon Cooper is trying to pull right now.
Yeah.
Well, it's something out of nothing. All right? He's asked the question all the time. How's he supposed to respond? Are you kidding me right now?
Yeah, it's very simple, Joe the Trash Man. It's you respond with, I'm here to support my guy, instead of saying, I'm not going to show up. I'm going to try and be professional and not show up like a sulky crybaby. You don't bring that up unless somebody prior has shown up like a sulky crybaby.
So he's not going to use the Shime robot response. Use his own words, but then you're going to pull this, right? He's being a crybaby.
Okay.
Every Patriot in history has used the robot response.
Stop pulling the crap.
Yes, good for you. You're up 3-1. What happened last year when you were up 3-1? You lost. So don't lose this time. Don't let infighting or anything like that ruin anything and win. And if you win, nobody cares. Nobody cares about anything as long as you win. But all of us are on the are hesitant and anxious and filled with anxiety because last year you were in this spot and you screwed it up. The Bruins have lost 4 straight games when trying to close out a series, okay? So let's win tonight, and then who cares? Then it doesn't matter.
Yeah. It might be a language barrier thing. Several texters are suggesting on the Subaru of the language barrier. It's a language barrier.
Montgomery, talk about effing up the church's money. Montgomery then effed up the church's money. Because this whole goalie rotation, and Courtney, I agreed with you in the beginning. If you are going to do it, stick to it. But the fact that he didn't stick to it after, what was that, game 3 into game 4, now he's in a position where you have to play Swayman tonight. And if Swayman...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wins, and we talked about this with Razor, you can't stop Linus in game 1 against Florida.
So
I think you can.
This is actually an interesting point of view.
Mm-hmm.
So by going into this and talking like you were going to stick with the rotation,
right?
you've offended Linus Allmark.
You did something. Yeah. You offended him in the sense like, well, wait a second. We're supposed to be in a rotation. Now, when it was my turn to stop.
Why didn't I get game four?
Right. Now, and then Swayman wins and he plays well. So he's not getting game five. And I asked the question, if Swayman wins a series for you, how do you start the next guy in the next series and sit the guy who just helped you get there? You don't think that's going to affect Swayman's feelings? So what does Montgomery do now? He has to start Swayman in game one.
Better start Swayman tonight, and right. He better start Swayman the whole way.
Right, but no, but I'm just saying, If they win tonight and they get to game one, and I know I'm thinking ahead, you have to start Swayman in game one against Florida, and then if he wins, then now you go back to Linus?
All right, I want to get to Jerry and Patrick on this, and Paul from Uxbridge on this, so we'll do that coming up. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now brought to you by Team Malone. And just a reminder to everybody, I'm allowed to go back at somebody and I'm not going to cry about it. Or I'm not going to be
don't
upset.
Don't be a crybaby. Correct.
I'm not being a crybaby. Right. Everybody argues on this show, but when I do it, everyone gets really, you know, offended or says, oh, here comes Courtney. Courtney's going to cry.
No.
Not the case.
No.
It's just
was my fault. Yeah.
No,
that
we're not going back there.
Yes,
I'm
it
just
was.
Saying I'm allowed
I
to disagree with
it.
Curtis.
I'm going to regret that till the moment I pass.
Yeah, well,
it's like the song,
which may be soon, based on my current medical condition. I can't hear a thing. Hello, is anybody talking?
The Celtics take down the Heat 102-88 in Miami, going up in the series 3-1. Derek White continues to go off, yet 38 in this win. Jason Tatum ended with a double-double, 20 points and 11 rebounds. Not all good news. Kristaps Porzingis left the game near the end of the second quarter. He did not return. An apparent calf strain. He'll have further imaging done today, but Kristaps himself took to X to reassure fans, saying, good W tonight. D. White is special. Thanks for all the support. Will be good.
W-I-L-L.
Yep.
Will be good. Good. Okay.
Yep.
So this is a case in which the extended period between games that the NBA forces on everybody is a good thing.
Greg, correct. What's the updated vernacular to say you'll be good in today's lingo?
Will be lit.
Okay.
Yes.
Not will be fire.
I think it's will be Gucci.
No, I think that's a little old.
Is Gucci old?
Yeah, Gucci's old.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. I didn't know Gucci was old.
Yeah. Is Gucci Mane calling it at 8:45?
You think you know who it is, right?
I'm pretty certain, but I don't want to make any inaccurate prognostications.
Definitely a Maple Leafs fan based on where this individual was born. I will tell you that much.
If it's Tim Horton, Shime's going to lose his mind.
No donuts for me.
It is arguably a top 20 Canadian music act, maybe top 10 Canadian music act all time.
Wow.
It's not Ann Murray. This individual is not a part of Ann Murray's band.
Was his song in Titanic?
It's Drizzy Drake.
No.
Oh.
Well, I know who this artist is.
I would think you will, yes. I mean, Curtis, the reason we do have an announcement to make because the artist is doing something to help the foundation raise money. But
who cares?
Curtis, this is really a mystery guest just for Curtis at 8:45.
Maybe my favorite concert I have ever been to was for this group.
If it is
this group.
Okay.
If it's not Geddy Lee, I'll riot.
All right, game five for the Celtics will be back here tomorrow, but tonight the Bruins will try to close it out. Puck drop at the TD Garden at 7. Austin Matthews did not practice with the team yesterday. He's expected to be on the trip to Boston. A decision will be made at some point today on whether or not he's good to go for game five. The Sox also in action tonight. First pitch against the Giants at 7:10. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. And then Joe Castiglione and Will Fleming have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. In football, Christian Barmore has agreed to a four-year extension with the Patriots. The deal has a max value of $92 million, which includes $41.8 million in guaranteed money. And do you or a loved one remember receiving free samples of cigarettes when you were a child? And have you been diagnosed with lung, bladder, or throat throat cancer within the last 3 years, you may be eligible to file a free lawsuit. Call the lawyers at Team Malone at 1-888-SMOKE-18. That's 1-888-SMOKE-18. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
All right, 49 degrees in Boston. Courtney, afternoon high 55. And is the band Broken Social Scene?
No.
Is it the Bruins goalie rotation, DOA?
No, it's
all right,
not.
I have a list of Canadian bands. I'm just trying to see which one. No. I'll keep guessing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.